Hello, thank you for watching It Could Always Be Worse. I'm Dub Williams, the creator of the show. I just want to thank you so much for listening to this pilot, and hopefully it all goes well. Make sure to follow so you can get updates. You can always go on to our Reddit, which is r/peacepayourrent, for all the updates, or join our Discord. There should be a link down below. I recorded the outro, not very sick, and then I recorded the intro with a scratchy throat. So, have fun.
Feels amazing to be back in the studio.
I haven't been here in a really, really long time.
You've been sleeping in the office, haven't you?
Cube 9, you should really take a look and see what I've done with the place.
And my migraines are back all of a sudden.
Do you think we're gonna get sick from all the fumigation?
Yeah.
Well, at least I have health insurance.
You have health insurance?
Of course. My agent made sure that...
You have an agent?
Ever since we got big, I thought it'd help, you know?
No, I don't know. What do you mean, get big?
Well, all the merchandise that Clancy and I sold just really took off all of a sudden.
Clancy? Clancy? Clancy?
Yeah, Clancy. He moved in a year ago to my cube and we just kind of vibe with each other.
Clancy's the reason we're fumigating the studio.
Three times my name was said. Summon I am.
You can always rely on this intern.
Yo, 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 what's the word with my favorite boy is?
This is worse than Clancy.
Hi there, sir.
Male genitals confirmed.
Ew.
Ew.
Groovy. Can I help you?
Yeah, who's gonna validate my parking?
Bradley, you don't own a car.
I do not own a car.
Right there, my man. I would be delighted to serve you up with a parking validation.
Dad, I'm scared.
I would have given you up the day they gave you to us.
Ouch.
Jesus.
Not groovy.
Are we good? I mean, is there an issue I don't know about?
No, I didn't mean it.
Well, you said.
No, Bradley, it's just, it was in the heat of things and...
I'd say.
Clancy, you don't get to pretend to be human. And who are you?
So are we just gonna put a pin in this?
Look. He's dressed like an offensive DJ.
I am an offensive DJ. I attack the heart with the sweet music of love.
Oh yeah. God, who are you?
I am your producer.
This is the palest man I've ever seen.
What happened to our current producer? I thought management loved him.
That's because all of our contracts are printed up in white ink.
I was Brian. To revive this studio, give it a funky, fresh face.
I have fresh faces.
Is this gonna be an all-time thing?
Lock your doors.
At night?
No, I'm telling you, go lock your doors.
Oh! Oh! Which doors?
If it's got a lock!
Oh!
Go! We don't know where Clancy Five is anymore!
Why did you name him?
Okay, what are we gonna say when he looks into the sunset? Look, unnamed dude? You have to address
Bradley,
him.
Bradley, what are we gonna do?
About what?
About the white Julius Irving. I cross your eyes when I speak at you.
I mean, he can't be that bad. He seems nice. I think he's getting me a car.
Bradley, this man has experience. He's been successful. He's gonna expect us to actually contribute.
Is that an issue?
Bradley, he expects you to do work. More than once.
Oh God, he sounds so cruel.
What's more is there's no way he's gonna let you sleep in the office anymore.
Let's kill him.
No, we can't kill him. We'll get Clancy Five to do it.
Well, how are we going to get Clancy to do that?
I mean, we can ask.
What if we seasoned him or based him? Maybe even cover him in feathers.
Yeah, all sounds pretty reasonable to me.
Nice to have you. My favorite entertainers join me to break down the numbers. And thank you so much for this bacon bandana welcome gift. It goes groovy with my fro. For sure.
Yeah.
And thank you for the sex. That was really different.
Try mine.
Right now?
Yeah, you can change in front of us. That's what the last guy did.
Ah, that's what the line in your intro was about. I think I know why I was hired here. I'm gonna leave these here.
I told you, dude.
And now I know. Men don't give other men pants. That was just the last producer.
He was always holding us back.
Friends, it's no secret that this studio is in a rough place for many, many years.
Now, do you say that because of the roof rats? Because honestly, they keep us safe from the much larger roof roaches. And they taste better.
This place is so whack? No, it isn't the 3 foot tall roaches.
I thought they were only 2.5 feet tall.
They actually evolved recently. That's kind of why we can't leave sharp objects out anymore.
It's amazing that the fumigator killed the color blue, but not of the rabbit animals.
Now all we have are gray water flavored slushies.
Like I said, if we would have gotten raspberry flavor, we would have never had to worry about them losing their color.
They cost 50 cents extra.
Gentlemen, the numbers are just bad. The people aren't listening. One of the most common complaints we get is that your show sounds unscripted, that you guys are just in there looking up news and yelling about natural disasters that happen within a block of this studio alone.
Does no one else think that it's weird we had a Category 4 tornado confined within the women's bathroom?
I think it's weird we have a women's bathroom.
But HR said...
It's actually HRR. Humans are resources.
I wish we didn't have to wear these ear tags. They're so uncomfortable.
They want you to remember who owns you.
Hey! Are you actually writing the script or not?
Who thinks we aren't scripting our show? Of course we are. That's hilarious. We even practice making up. Make sure it sounds like we're reading from a script. Cue laughter.
Oh God! Even the ducks!
You see that squirrel with its eye stitched shut and an I voted sticker on its head?
Ew! He's peeking out the vents!
That's Clancy Five's sleeping bag. Before we had roof rats, we had roof squirrels. Well, we don't have roof squirrels anymore.
Anyway, boys, I'm gonna go through the drive-through only gun store. I hired someone here to make sure you boys never go off script again.
Ugh.
And he's going to meet you guys this afternoon and help you plan out your next show.
Oh, which gun drive-thru are you going to?
The one on Wrigley.
Tell them Clancy sent you and they'll get you that armor-piercing stuff.
Welcome back to our flagship program with the hostesses with the mostesses.
Who is that guy?
William and Bradleyum.
Bradley isn't short for anything.
But first, a few messages from our sponsors. Do you enjoy listening to podcasts, but your life has already deteriorated to the point where even sitting is painful? Sir Lancelot Hemorrhoid Cream is your friend in the trenches. Our hemorrhoid cream guarantees 100% of your hemorrhoid cream will disappear if you follow the suggested dosage. Side effects include runny nose, runny bladder, runny eyes, living la vida loca, bleeding eyes, uncomfortable sitting, James Brown legs, lice, pulmonary failure, strangers sitting too close on the bus, respiratory problems, loss of taste, turf toe, depression, outstanding warrants, your picture in a Macy's, sudden limb failure, complete brain failure, death, taxes, severe or worsening hemorrhoids, combustion of that digestive tract, lactic acid buildup, or Megadeth! The only pain in your ass will be Al Gore. Not safe for babies under 16 or over 30.
Will, this is a mess. You gotta do something.
Bradley, there's nothing to do. We just have to hope that Clancy Five remembers the taste of human flesh and wants the producer's blood.
But what if he doesn't? What then, Will?
Then we're out of luck, Bradley.
How can you say that, Will? When we're about to lose everything we love, our show will never be the same again.
I know the segments seem bad, Bradley, but we have to be strong. And if we survive, then we can make a plan and take back our studio from that ghost.
What? We're trying to fight a ghost? Clancy's useless against ghosts. We almost lost to the ghost of Clemente de Orto.
What? No. He isn't a ghost. Clemente de Orto?
Mm-hmm.
You have to remind me to ask you later.
Already forgot.
Ugh. Listen, the producer isn't a ghost. He's just really pale.
Who is?
The producer.
Isn't what?
A ghost.
Where's the ghost?
No, he's as pale as a ghost.
Pale? Where's the pale? Oh god! That's so much worse than a ghost.
And now, your favorite news segment, the Daily News!
Good afternoon. You've probably noticed our fresh new beat and are wondering what we're shaking up.
We're glad of you to be joining us, boys, as we take a look at this meme complicated that a fan sent in and give you our honest reaction.
How riveting, isn't it? That we're taking time out of our day to add so much value for you by just reading and looking at someone else's work and expect you to pay us for it.
It's like we're reviewers, but for something that is free and lasts a second, maybe three.
First video is called Hit in the Dick.
Nah, don't hit me in the dick. Ow, my dick.
Well, you know, after he said he don't hit me in the dick, I really thought he wasn't going to get hit, but he did. Oh, man.
Alameo, too good. I mean, I hate seeing someone in pain, but I mean, how can you not laugh?
Next video is called Guy Gets Hit in the Dick, Wait Till the End.
What is that donkey doing there?
Looks like he's sneaking up on it to scare it.
A big surprise! The donkey kicked him in the dick. Good thing his friend just recorded him rolling around on the ground. No hand given. Man, he looks like he's in a lot of pain.
Guys, I'm in a lot of pain.
Maybe he needs a hospital.
Guys, I need a hospital.
Oh my god. He said it. He said it. He said the line.
He was probably tired of his friends busting his balls.
Maybe that donkey was his date. Laugh. Oh, I mean,
ha 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 ha. Next video is called Dick Hitting. Best of the dick hits yet.
I hope no one hits me in the dick. Oh no! Owie!
Man, I hope I don't land on my dick.
Hey, you have boobs, perv! Oh no! Ow! My dick!
Guys, my wife said she's ready to try for a baby. I think I'm ready to be a dad.
Oh, I need that to make babies!
Oh, Oh man, those were good.
I'm so glad we were able to give everyone what they want with such fun content that isn't repetitive.
Next up, we're going to do one where people fall in fast-moving water.
It's called, I Bet They're Alright, But First, another message from our sponsors.
You're a hard-bred steel hauling truck driver. That's why you only take the most quality of vehicles, which of course has cup holders. You down your favorite bottle of Speed Cola. This premium bottle is the only one on the market capable of getting you to stop hitting your husband when tragedy strikes. Your shirt is drenched. Now you're gonna be scalded when you get home. But you have the one most powerful detergent for cleaning your shirt. Speed Cola. With Speed Cola's patented blend of 12 chemicals and spice, your shirt will be clean in no time. And you can go home smelling of the lavender and chlorine you deserve.
Bradley, you're right. We gotta end this now.
I kinda thought things were turning around.
Shh. You can have opinions on your own time. But right now, Daddy needs you to go get his sword I keep in my desk.
Seems unorthodox, but okay.
I'll stall, and when the show starts up again, we'll be able to take this fucker down.
Aye, aye, private.
No, I'm captain, not the private. And he's gone. Although if he were still here, he would still be confused.
So, he's going just swaggy.
Ew.
Where did young Bradley go?
I don't actually know how old he is.
He looks really old sometimes, but really old other times.
Bradley just went to the bathroom. He should be back soon.
I found your sword. Will, I found your sword.
Is that a dueling sword?
A dueling sword? What? That's... Well, it's... Yes?
Is this a lunchbox note on the hilt?
You best be putting that sword away! We need to close this soul out! Bradley, now! Ah, fuck!
You okay?
You could have just handed it to me! Why did you throw a fucking sword?
But the movies!
And we're live.
Boys, you better start now!
Listen here, producer. We've had enough of you.
He also has a sword.
I can see that.
But his is a cane sword.
Up, 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 up.
He's probably practiced with.
I have.
Up, 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 up.
Which means you're at a disadvantage.
Bradley, please. I'm about to die. Could I just do that without you pointing out the obvious and quite frankly foolish holes I left in my plans? Is that too much to ask, Bradley? Is it too much? Just have a quiet death?
Anything for you, man.
Thank you.
I'm always here. Can I have your dress shoes, you know, after?
No, Bradley.
But why not?
Because Dale already asked if he could have them when I die.
When did he ask?
In the hallway before the show.
What are the odds of that? I knew this was going to happen. Knew it.
Yeah. Watch out! You almost stabbed me!
Ah! Oh, God! You ain't never been in a fight, ain't you, kid?
Shut up.
What's a freaking little man like you doing with a sword anyway? Why you keep a sword you can't use?
Yeah, well, I'm not the one covered in my blood.
I mean, you are. You got your ass kicked.
See what our intern thinks of that.
Classy feed!
Oh god! My throat! No, no, the fuck, no! Ah! Make it stop! Make it stop! He's ripping my skin off! Ah!
To my bottom, man! He was top bitch of my heart!
You really outsmarted him, Will.
Yeah, I probably did.
I knew Clancy cared about us.
Bradley, when you get home to your cube, I want you to look up psychopath.
Sounds French.
For now, can you just take me to the vet? I lost a lot of blood when it got on the pale man.
Sure thing, buddy.
Ah, Bradley, slower. I'm kind of hurting here.
My bad, dude.
Bradley, faster!
Hey, this is Buck's drive-thru gun store on Wrigley. We got those rocket-propelled ammunition, but honestly, that ain't gonna do much good to a Class 2 Clancy like Clancy 5. Anyway, them harpoons will be in your doggy bag when you come pick up your guns. I threw in a couple of those stickers because I just love your funk. I cannot wait for you to help bring the studio to greatness and revive our town. Anyway, this is Gator. Have a godly one.
Remember, no refunds. 3, 2, 1!
Don't kill yourself!
Woo! Fuck yeah, baby! Don't kill yourself!
I like to go until it feels right, and sometimes it just... it's a little off.
3, 2, 1! Fuck. It's all peak. One, fuck, two, fuck, three, fuck!
Bazinga!
Thank you so much for watching our pilot of It Could Always Be Worse. It Could Always Be Worse is created by and written by Dub Williams, with special thanks to Please Pay Our Rent Studios for all of their assistance. The show was edited by Emily Burkheisen and directed by JJ. Additional writing provided by JJ and Andrew Feathers. Our title song is Ted Cruz by Winterhaven. We cannot thank them enough for allowing us to use their song. If you haven't given Winterhaven a listen, please go look them up on Spotify, YouTube, or Apple Music. You can also follow them on Facebook, Instagram. They've got a website. Go check them out. They got some cool merch. Voice actors. Now, this is where it gets a little messy because I let all of the voice actors put in all their own credit. So here we go. Bradley was played by Brett, who also plays Brett in real life. Will was voiced by Dub Williams. Clancy was voiced by Jathan. The evil producer was voiced by Morgan the Put Down Hamill. Our announcer was voiced by Longballs McDong Slinger. The truck driver ad read was voiced by Jathan. Gator was voiced by Andrew Feathers the Feather Reed. And additional voices provided by Morgan the Put Down Hamill, Longballs McDong Slinger, Dub Williams, Brett, who also plays Brett in real life, Jathan, and Emily Burkheisen. Thank you guys so much. Please look for updates on our Twitter. Would probably be a good place, which should be official PPOR, something like that. I'll put it in the description. And also YouTube, which is Please Pay Our Rent Studios. Twitch, which is Please Pay Our Rent Studios. And then Please Pay Our Rent on Reddit. So r/PleasePayOurRent. And those are going to be the places where you're going to find any updates and information on when more episodes are going to come out. Hopefully in February, we're just going to start releasing them every other week, getting them out just depending on how the response from the pilot goes, if we have to circle back and, you know, change stuff from a production team standpoint. So we will be updating you, so please go ahead and put yourself in position to get those updates. Thank you so much.
3, 2, 1!
Don't kill yourself.
I won't pass.